Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Why did the leper return? The Samaritan, the foreigner? Is it just that his morals are correct? That his mother taught him it's good to say thank you when receiving a gift, to write a thank you note? It's not that he's received any more healing than the other nine. As the words of Jesus indicate, were not all 10 cleansed? All 10 heard the same powerful word of Jesus, the physician of both body and soul. But one leper, former leper, a foreigner, returns. And then Jesus commends him, so that only he, out of all 10, hear this blessing of Jesus: rise and go your way, your faith has made you well. Or in the Greek, your faith has saved you. Why do people go to church? For that matter, why does church attendance spike after times of tragedy? Nothing packs pews like a crisis. Planes crashing into buildings, a tornado destroying neighborhoods, a deranged schoolboy with a gun. But then those people usually fall back into their former routines, usually within a couple months. In the wake of a local crisis, pastors regularly report increased curiosity about the church. After a family death, many people venture back into churches, a new habit which rarely and unfortunately lasts beyond a few weeks. Tragedy has a way of pricking people's consciences, making them realize their need for God. The law of God works in these times to illustrate that need. This reaction, though, is the opposite of the healed leper's reaction, who returns to give thanks. So, why do you come here? Is it to give thanks? Because your mother taught you to write thank you notes? Is it out of a sense of obligation? A debt that you owe to God for all the good that he's done for you? A bid, a contract with him perhaps, to get him to keep disaster at bay? Many assume they come to church to render to God thanksgiving and praise for all the good that he's done for them. While returning thanks to God is good, while feeling an obligation to render praise to God for his goodness is right, it's not the point, and it's not why you're here. When compared with all the good God has done for you, your thanksgiving is never enough. When compared with God's blessings, everything you need to support this body and life, your praise seems rather paltry. When compared with the third commandment, which calls you not to despise preaching and God's word, but gladly to hear and learn it, to hold it sacred, your reasons for being here kind of seem selfish and half-hearted. Compared with the law at all, your works are only a thin veneer over your sinful interior. Don't deceive yourself. Left to your own inclinations, you would not come to church. This is why it's lunacy to keep children from church until they can decide on their own to come. If it were up to you, you would not be a Christian. If you had your druthers, you would not love and serve your neighbor. That's why 9 lepers refused to return. So we prayed in the collect for this 14th Sunday after Trinity that because of the frailty of our flesh, we cannot but fall. That God would keep us from all things hurtful and lead us to all things profitable for our salvation. That's a prayer that you would, like this leper, return to Jesus. 10 lepers received healing, but one received more. The Catechism teaches that every person alive receives daily bread from his Creator, but some receive far more. God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers. But we pray in this petition that God would cause us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. And what is daily bread? Daily bread includes everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body. If you are alive, you have been given daily bread by your Creator, inside these walls and outside. And you have been given enough to support your body and life, just the precise amount that your Creator knows that you need. But you are not entitled to this. He does not give it to you because of who you are, but because of who He is, your Creator, your Heavenly Father, who loves all of His creation, even those who reject Him. Therefore, you must be grateful and receive your daily bread with thanksgiving. The leper returned, perhaps out of obligation, perhaps out of some duty to say thank you. Whatever the reason, though, Jesus doesn't seem to care. He's simply happy the man has returned. To return to Jesus is what faith does. And in faith, this man received far more than physical healing. He received an eternal healing. Rise and go your way. Your faith has saved you. Not from leprosy, but from death. From eternal death and hell and all the punishment that he for his sins deserved. Your faith has saved you. Many come here to offer thanks, to give praise, out of duty or obligation. Whatever the reason, Jesus doesn't care. He interrupted the leper's thanksgiving to deliver salvation. And he does the same for you. Faith returns to Jesus who has come for you. More than healing, Jesus wants to deliver himself. He alone rendered perfect obedience to God. He alone offers perfect worship to God. He alone kept the third commandment or any commandment perfectly. He alone can answer your prayer and the leper's prayer for mercy because he alone delivers humanity from the decay, the leprosy of sin. He alone was unblemished by sin. The only one not cast out from the holy presence of God because of the leprosy of the heart that infected all of Adam's descendants. So for the sake of the leper, the outcast, the one dying because of sin, the one unable to keep even one commandment, the leper and you, God took human flesh in the person of Jesus. To buy you back, to heal you from the leprosy of sin, and to save you from eternal death. Worship is not chiefly about giving God thanks. In the Large Catechism, Luther preached, true worship is not primarily about gratitude. True worship of God is faith in God, trusting in His mercy, taking him at his word, relying on his sacramental gifts. True worship of God takes place when your heart directs all of its trust and confidence only towards God and does not let itself be torn away from him. As the other reformers put it, the highest worship in the gospel is the desire to receive forgiveness of sins, grace and righteousness. Worship, then, is not about what you bring to God. Worship, then, is about receiving God's gifts. And faith always desires to receive. God is a gift-giving God. He gives those gifts out right here in your midst. And faith receives those gifts. Like the faith of the leper that drew him back to Jesus, faith always returns to Jesus, always wanting more, always saying yes to his gifts. Faith can never say no to God's gifts. Here in the Lord's church is the forgiveness of sins you so desperately need. In baptism combined with ordinary water to make a washing of rebirth. In absolution, the forgiveness that you so desperately need delivered to you through the office of the keys, through the men that Jesus sends to you to speak his word of forgiveness and eternal life to you. At his altar, here is the body and blood of Jesus bestowing his very righteousness to you, delivering into your mouth and into your body the forgiveness of sins. It doesn't matter why you're here. God interrupts even the worst intentions in order to deliver to you his forgiveness. Even the worst motives get you here, where God is delivering his gifts. Did you come to give thanks? Then God gives you something for which to be thankful, salvation. Did you come to praise? Then God gives you forgiveness for which you may and should praise him. Did you come because you feel obligated by the law? Then Jesus gives you himself, who alone has fulfilled the law. And as he does with your worship, so he does with your works as well. Offered in weakness, done with false motives, nevertheless, Christ redeems them. Clothed in the righteousness of Jesus, all of your good works are perfect as he is. Your good works are not offered as gifts of thanks to God, but as gifts of service to your neighbor. Even offerings are not given to God in order to pay him back for what he's done to you. His mercy is freely given, with nothing at all to be repaid. To pay for a gift is to reject it. Like the rest of your good works, God doesn't need your offering. It's not for his sake, but for your neighbor's. He permits you to be a part of his ongoing work of providing daily bread to those around you. And with your offering, he permits you to be a part of his work of spreading his gospel to those around you. Faith receives God's gifts. And even faith itself is a gift. And faith responds in love for the neighbor. 10 lepers were healed, but only one was saved. Innumerable people receive daily bread from the Lord, but only the elect receive the bread of life for forgiveness and salvation. So rise and go your way to the Lord's altar, where he feeds you with himself. Your faith has saved you. Give thanks by receiving what the Lord offers freely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.